X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel now reporting about 20 missiles being fired from Iran into its airspace. Iran says Israel struck a hospital in Tehran overnight, third hospital to come under attack. For the first time in the eight-day war, there are talks, but Israel is not there.
This morning, European diplomats meeting with Iranian officials in Geneva to try and find a negotiated end to the conflict. But Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, saying they won't talk with anyone while Israel continues to attack.
ABC News chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell, President Trump is giving himself 2 weeks to decide whether to attack Iran, possibly by attempting to destroy a nuclear facility so deeply buried it is considered safe from all but America's bunker-busting bombs. The appeals court allows President Trump to keep control of National Guard troops that he deployed to Los Angeles following protests. Extreme heat advisories for the central U.S. on this, the first day of summer. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and there are more cracks appearing among the lawmakers crafting it. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. Assembly Republicans intimate that Senate Republicans have walked away from negotiations. In a statement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee Mark Bourne said, quote, "We hope Senate Republicans will come back to the table," end quote. Yesterday, they were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agree that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close, and the governor's plan would have closed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, too. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming here. If a budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay the same as last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. And UW officials say they're shocked that lawmakers would consider an $87 million budget cut to the UW system. Spokesperson Mark Pitch says the system has endured cuts for more than a decade. Data shows Wisconsin is now 44th in the nation for public university funding. Meanwhile, the judge charged for allegedly helping a man try to evade immigration officials will not stand trial in a month as originally scheduled. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity.
That's Stuart J. Waddles, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor Megill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight, and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 105. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials. Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Your free Ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is brew. B-R-E-W. Brew.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, to discuss the state of the state's budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
Because hey, girl. It may or may not happen.
It may
girl.
Or may not.
It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in with Chris and Bella.
Yeah. We're being governed by someone's fifis.
Yes, I seem to recall, weren't we going to have a new, better version of the ACA in 2 weeks? Weren't we going to do infrastructure in 2 weeks?
Infrastructure, yeah, every 2 weeks. That was every 2 weeks, was infrastructure week.
It just, seriously, he actually said, I will make my decision on whether or not to go in the next, she also, it's Kaylee.
Kaylee McEnany.
Mm-hmm. Kaylee. Oh, God. Okay, so she was at this stupid thing being stupid.
At the press conference.
Yeah, thing that she does daily. The press briefing, I believe, is what it's technically called. she said that would be a precision strike, which is what we're talking about. President Trump, his doctrine is peace through strength. It isn't. An optimal world in that is strength. That's really how she sounds in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And identifying the moments that show American strength, as he did with Soleimani, al-Baghdadi, and when he acted in Syria in 2017. To the isolationist crowd, my question would be, what makes your position materially different than the beachside foreign policy of Joe Biden? Seriously, she works for a man who takes more vacations than Joe Biden has in his life, probably, just in a year. The man is vacationing constantly. What time does he go to work? Like noon?
10, I think, the earliest.
Yeah. When we just said don't, which is what Biden said, which is what got us two global wars. Biden didn't get us into two global wars. One in Israel? No. And one in Ukraine? No. He didn't cause either of those wars. It got us the fall of a country to the Taliban. That was Donald's doing. Donald made a deal with the Taliban. Sorry, kids. And then she continued. She said, who do I trust more? Germany and France to conduct foreign policy on behalf of the world and make sure nuclear proliferation doesn't happen? Or the man that gave us peace through strength and decimated ISIS? No, he didn't. Here, can we play two, pretty please?
Here we go.
Trust in President Trump. President Trump has incredible instincts, and President Trump kept America and the world safe in his first term as president in implementing a peace through strength foreign policy agenda. And with respect to Iran, nobody should be surprised by the president's position that Iran absolutely cannot obtain a nuclear weapon. He's been unequivocally clear about this for decades, not just as president, not just as a presidential candidate, but also as a private citizen.
Then why did he tear up the agreement that we had with Iran?
Mm-hmm.
That would have been my follow-up question had I been in the room.
There were very stable 3 years that agreement was in place.
Yep, very much so. Mm-hmm. And then she went on to say, number three.
Certainly, the entire world is on the president's side when it comes to the fact that Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon. This is something that pretty much all of humanity, except for the Iranian terrorist regime themselves, agree upon. And so the president expects that Europe will deliver that message directly to the Iranians.
Wait, I thought it was Trump was going to deliver stuff to the Iranians. Now it's Europe?
Sure. Well, Europe actually, yesterday or this morning, has talked to the Iranian regime.
No, I'm glad.
Yeah, so...
Those are clear-headed people.
Exactly.
I would rather Germany or France or somebody else be dealing with this than...
They're also talking to Israel. They're talking to both sides to try and broker an agreement, something the United States isn't even attempting to do.
No. No, because it doesn't matter.
Right.
It just doesn't matter. David in North Miami Beach. Hi.
Hi. Sorry, hanging up on you the other day.
That's okay.
The here in North Miami Beach, you know, we have the commissioners nervous for their safety because of Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
and because we have so many Haitians, they're nervous mm-hmm. about ICE agents. Real and otherwise. And so as the Tony Soprano lookalike, actually not Lorraine Bracco, you know, some people say, okay, if something bad happens, you're up. Not that I'm, you know, licensed anything. But it's just a microcosm of how nervous everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I may have to talk Elon Musk into buying me CBS, if only so we can have four-hour versions of the old Carol Burnett show. Maybe have some news on it.
Although, if
actually you can on Shout Factory.
On Pluto TV, mm-hmm. it's a free streaming service. They have a channel that runs the Carol Burnett show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And occasionally WRN PBS down here sometimes does the full hour.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, I mean, they are available.
Thank you for your hard work.
Thank you. All right, bye. No, I know they are available because I had to edit some down to 30 minutes. Trust me, I know what's available. You saw that book that I wrote,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
I had to do a book report for my mom on the last five years of her show, and so it was 500 pages.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But I got to watch 6 years of really good television.
Yeah.
And I got paid for it.
Emmy award-winning television.
Emmy award-winning, several Emmys.
That's right.
Nominated 22 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Pretty cool, huh?
Does that include, like, nominations for Tim Conway and Harvey Korman? And
I think that's just my dad and mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because your dad was the producer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, 22, because the reason I know that number is because Dad had 11 children. And when he passed away, we each got two of the nominations.
Okay. That's cool.
Actually, he may not have gotten 22 for my mom's show. He got some Gary Moore stuff,
okay.
too. So
right.
mm-hmm. so he had 22 nominations as a television producer. He did pretty well. He won some, too. He did. Norman in Woodstock, hi.
How you doing, kids?
We're doing okay.
My big complaint today is knowing that somewhere near a place called Diego Garcia... there is a small, maybe two-member fleet of V2s, and they've got to have those penetrator bombs there already. He ain't waiting no 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, he might have them on their way there because I know there's refueling planes there for them. You know, there's refueling areas for them to refuel should they actually go. And he's right; they might actually have some already landed somewhere.
Yeah.
This is interesting, though. there is reporting that Donald is not talking to either Tulsi Gabbard or Pete Hegseth
about any of this
yeah. because they honestly should never have been hired in their jobs.
Right, but it is their job to know everything there is to know about this whole situation, and he's not talking to them.
According, but then they're, of course, saying that that reporting is not true, right, that he is absolutely talking to them. And an ex-NATO commander predicts that Trump will strike Iran. He says it's a 2 in 3 chance he's going to do it, which is very frightening. He's a retired admiral and former NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stavridis.
Okay.
Sound good?
Okay.
I don't know. Stavridis. Stavridis. Okay. He predicted he would order a military strike on Iran. He thinks all presidents begin with pros and cons. The pro is obvious. The U.S. has the ability to take out definitively the beating heart of the Iranian nuclear program at Fordo, mm-hmm, or Fordow. I don't know how you pronounce that. The con, though, is a problem. It's a tactical problem. Could a B-2 bomber get shot down? That's a problem.
Yep.
As much as they are stealth, you can see them flying. They're not invisible, Donald, like Wonder Woman's plane. They're just invisible to radar, okay? You can actually see them when flying. Could a fighter get taken out while escorting said B-2 bomber? Could the Iranians lash out at U.S. bases, partners in the region, or go after oil fields? That's a big one. Mm-hmm. And could they close the Strait of Hormuz, which they certainly could? That's the bargaining chip they've got. He says there's a 2 in 3 chance he'll go ahead and strike. And she, anchor Pamela Brown on CNN, followed up by asking him why he believes there's a 2 in 3 chance that he would go for it. He says, one is the way we have aggressively set the table. All forces are in place, and operations like that tend to create a momentum of their own. And there's a lot of advice he's receiving from people he really trusts in security, like Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and General Eric Kurilla.
Okay.
At least there's a general involved.
Right.
Lordy. There's a growing body of advice to him to conduct a strike, and he ended with, he looks at it through the prism of domestic politics. Here again, pro and con. Many of his supporters are against getting involved in the Middle East, but I think he may have a calculation of a quick, certain strike that will be well received. It'll be a sign of strength. So these are the three reasons. It's a 2 in 3 chance he decides to ultimately take the shot. So this is scary.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, really scary.
Yeah.
And my question to those that know anything about uranium and enriching it and all of that, if we do that, can it all be released into the air? And that can cause other problems. That, I mean, that's my concern, is if they really do have this ready to go,
mm-hmm,
if we go kablooey, will it release all of this into the air? And it's going to head east. It's going to head east, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Away from... It'll get to us eventually, but it would be hopefully diluted. But that's my concern. Anybody, any scientists listening? I'd really like to know that answer, because
yeah,
that's the scary thing. That's why we don't want nuclear war, partially.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's very, very, very frightening. And I hope cooler heads prevail in Europe and in Iran. And hi, Putin, stop with the Ukraine, okay? Anyway.
I'm a little heartened by this, you know, 2 week thing.
Yeah, because it means usually nothing.
Well, I mean, cooler heads may prevail in that time.
Let's hope.
I hope so.
Hope on all sides that cooler, mm-hmm, heads prevail. It is 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by my phone, Credo Mobile.
Oh.
This year, we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like pride.
Mm-hmm.
Credo Mobile is not taking down the pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $90 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and the Transgender Law Center.
Mm-hmm.
Our members vote on who gets the money. I can attest to that. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. Learn more at credomobile.com. Once again, that's credomobile.com, and use the code STEF25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. That's credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Well, it's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't just about personal beliefs, it's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. ffrf.us/freedom, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day. It's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients, no fillers, just premium CBD. I use their relief stick on my lower back after bike rides every week. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, sir! Feeling hot, hot, hot.
It is 23 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. We got John Fuglesang coming up at the bottom of the hour. Yep. No Frangela today. Don't freak out. They're on a well-deserved vacation. Yep. So there. David in New York. Hi.
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 Oh, my goodness. Ms. Hamilton, you and I met. We have a friend in common, but we won't go on the air about that.
Okay.
But I had a thought the other day, and that is that we as citizens should... should be approaching our own town councils, city councils, and so forth, since they control our local police, to have our local police go when called to the scenes of these ICE raids and get identification from them. They should at least be getting the names and addresses of these people to check their identification to make sure they are not Proud Boys in costume.
Right.
And that they should also check the registrations of the vehicles to see whether they are, in fact, government vehicle or some wise guy's truck.
No, you're absolutely right. I do have a feeling they're just renting vehicles.
Yeah.
Because does DHS even have proper CBP probably does.
I'm sure they have a fleet that they could use. Absolutely.
And they should.
Yeah.
So that we know.
Uh-huh.
So that we don't think they're Proud Boys. So
right.
that we know that these people have some authority, whether it's valid or not. They have some authority.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Farmer in Virginia, some more protesting you want to announce?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Bella, check out your Blue Sky. I sent you a loom or jigsaw mashup.
Oh, God. I'll look at it at the break.
Hey, Jody, I'm really digging the politics bar.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Sean has a great DJ voice.
He does.
I met him at the D.C. Sexy Liberal, and you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. I'll let Sean know you said that.
And Chris, Sean told me to tell you that Jody's always correct.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you would have been really proud of the protests here in southeastern Virginia.
In Hampton Roads?
All over, starting with your area in Newport News, Chesapeake, Suffolk, Virginia Beach, and here in Norfolk, we had a big turnout. It was great. I dressed like a chicken taco.
That's awesome.
And we had no problem from counter protesters. Everyone was in a joyful vibe, and
I'm sure
really
even had some
turnout.
And I'm sure you even had some military people in there, you know, kind of clandestinely. You know.
We had a lot of vets and a lot of military people who showed out to support. It was really heartwarming.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, Hampton Roads area is a huge military area.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, largest naval port in the whole world.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, and on top of that, like Langley Air Force Base and, you know, all
Langley's
the...
Yeah, Langley's right there, yeah.
Right? Right. A hop, skip, and a jump away. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you guys about these protests that are coming up. I thought part of the strength of this last one was on because it was on the weekend.
Right, me
and everybody
too.
Could converge on that. And my concern is the we've got one coming up on, what's the 17th? Is a Thursday? And
yeah, it's a Thursday.
The 4th isn't the weekend either.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I agree. I think that if they want – thank you for calling, sir. I think that if they really want the numbers, they need to start really figuring out maybe not once a month but once every couple of months on a Saturday.
Think, yeah, overdoing it, people will begin to lose
People do get fatigue.
Yeah,
they get that kind of fatigue. So if you do it every other month maybe and then maybe ramp it up towards the midterm elections –
maybe.
To get, you know, that going. Mm-hmm. But, every week.
And maybe find other things to do rather than just a big, huge protest.
Right.
I think there are other things.
You can call your representatives. Yes. That's a big one.
Right.
Call your representatives.
Great big phone bank day or something like
that. Yeah, do things like that, you know. And if there's a special election coming up and there's a good person running, do whatever you can in your area.
Talking
to
you, Virginia and North and New Jersey.
There you go. They're coming up, man.
Yep.
It's very, very important that we all get out and vote because, like in Los Angeles, what 25% of us vote for the mayor at best.
Yeah, it's always on and off.
I know, but it's just you can't get mad if you don't like Karen Bass if only 25% vote. You know, 13%, 12% plus one voted for her. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all get out. You know, that's why. People that don't vote, if they complain, I'm like, you had a shot.
Yeah.
You had a shot to have your voice heard.
Yep.
These protests are really good, but like you said, people can get protest fatigue.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you didn't go out last time, go out this time. If you can take an hour off during your lunch break or something and get out and do a protest, go for it, you know. And that's why, you know, everybody, Stephanie included, says, look, if you're getting tired of what this is about, take a day, take a week if you have to, and then come back and be refreshed and do what we need to do to certainly take over the House, if not the Senate, and anything else we can do to change what's going on.
States too?
Yes, absolutely. We need state state houses, yep. Everything, all of that.
Governors, we need all
governors,
of it.
Mayors, everything. We need to really do that.
Yeah. Vote in every election.
There
just
you
make
go.
Make it a rule. Vote
make
in
a
every
rule.
Election.
Exactly. And it's not that hard. All right, it is 29 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This weekend is our first taste of intense summer heat. We're expected to hit at least 90 degrees here in southwestern Wisconsin both Saturday and Sunday. And then you add the humidity, it'll feel like 100 degrees or even hotter than that. Just like we have to adjust when it first gets cold in the winter, our bodies may be extra sensitive as we get this first real heat wave. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains what to look out for to ensure you and the people around you stay safe.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This heat is expected to stick around through Monday when we may have some storms here in southwestern Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Stay cool this weekend. 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 105. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Quinn Hurley to discuss the Green Bay Tattoo Festival. Chris Ruckdashel joins me to talk about Muskie Fest in Hayward, and Terry Barr is back from vacation for Bar Band Friday. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is a man who wears apricot makeup with his hair twirled around his head like Barbara Stanwyck. in Ball of Fire. I was so close. I was so close. The farting, you wanted to know about that? It was a silent one, sort of. That's all.
E. Jean Carroll.
E. Jean Carroll. Throwing it down at a girl. It's 34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller, and look who we got there.
With Hugo Sang. With John Hugo Sang.
Hello, sir.
Good morning from the New York Bureau, Jody. How are you, Mooks?
That looks like the Phoenix Bureau.
This is, yes, my background today is the beautiful Phoenix Orpheum Theater, because it's just the most gorgeous space we ever played, and I got tired of my New York City backdrop, and I just downloaded this for my new Trump phone. It's their new Too Dumb for a Burner line. It's only $500. It's great. Hi.
Hi. It's a long time no see.
Yeah, really. Jody, you're burning it up over there. You're burning it up over there with Sean. My God, I'm really enjoying your show.
Why, thank you. We appreciate you being on. You have no idea how much we appreciate it.
Well, it's great that you're throwing Sean a bone, too, after all that guy's been through. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of women wouldn't give a guy a job after the kind of disgusting things that man was found to have done in several courts of law. But you're giving him another chance.
I'm a second chance kind of gal.
I'm not going to talk about why he's not allowed to run a Cub Scout pack. I'm going to talk about why you're great to work with him. So thank you.
Thank you.
It's a really good show, Jody.
Thank you. Okay. You wrote a wonderful piece on your Substack page, which is brand new. And everybody go buy his book in August. Get his book.
Yes. Just recorded the audiobook this week.
Woo-hoo! Yay.
Thank you. Yes,
buy that too. Buy all of the books. Every book incarnation.
It's going to be so hard for Simon & Schuster to cancel this book at this point. It's going to be more expensive than Milo when they pull my plug. But hey, all good.
Well, you did write a wonderful piece on the SCOTUS decision about trans kids on your Substack. So all y'all's read that. And
yeah, subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to that,
thank
please.
Thank you. New piece today about Juneteenth as well, how Trump can't pronounce it and doesn't want us to remember it.
Well, so, he also said that we have, here, this is my favorite today, we have too many non-working holidays in America.
That's the one. Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
He said that.
How does the dog whistle turn into a train whistle? Right?
Exactly.
I mean, what's he saying there? We have let me give the exact quote, because he didn't mention it all day. Caroline came out and Caroline who thinks, you know, Jim Crow is an adorable Pixar character. Yeah. She more or less said it's not even a real thing.
Right.
He says too many non-working. This is like he never mentioned it. But enough hate to make all the people who think DEI is a pronoun got really happy. All the racists. He said, too many non-working holidays. It's costing our country billions of dollars to keep these businesses closed. The workers don't want it either. Soon we'll end up having a holiday for every once working day of the year, which isn't a real word.
Right.
So more or less he's saying black people are getting a day to celebrate freedom, and that's bad for business.
Yeah.
And aren't they kind of lazy?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's mad people aren't working on Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Like a plantation owner. He's mad people aren't working. This guy is so racist, his crosses burn themselves. He won't say it by name, but he'll attack it.
Yep. Well, we have 13 with Caroline Leavitt.
Here's Caroline Leavitt being snarky about that.
Yeah.
Juneteenth, does the president plan to commemorate the holiday today or make any comment on it?
I'm not tracking his signature on a proclamation today. I know this is a federal holiday. I want to thank all of you for showing up to work. We are certainly here. We're working 24/7 right now.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Good for you. Good for you, girl.
Thanks for showing up to work on the day we're supposed to honor people who were forced to work for free.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh,
exactly.
I just published a scathing piece about this morning because racists need mocking, and Juneteenth's a really important day.
It is.
The fact that we have so many white people who still want to celebrate Confederate slavers shows why we need to celebrate the breaking of chains. It's a great holiday, and Trump made it great again.
Yes, he did.
He's also a great distraction from World War What the F that we're all about to face.
Yeah, well, it's going to be in 2 weeks, John.
Into World War What the F is in 2 weeks, right?
Right, right. Like the infrastructure bills and the new ACA. It's going to be in 2 weeks.
I'm so glad that Trump is making a deal to keep Iran from getting nukes after tearing up a deal that kept Iran from getting nukes. Really, how exciting.
We had
this deal. We had it. Mm-hmm. And now the Republicans have finally done it. I didn't think the Republicans could do it. They found a president more lethally, dangerously stupid than George W. Bush. They've done it.
I know, frightening, isn't it? You never. I know you.
It's
very
Schrodinger's foreign policy.
Exactly. Oh, wait, I just saw you behind you.
Oh, that's me behind me. Yeah, I'm in my own background picture. Sparks took this years ago. I just try to omit me from it.
It's a great photograph.
Yeah. It's a great theater. It's the beautiful Phoenix Orpheum.
It is.
All you radio people are really wishing you were watching Free Speech TV
exactly. Right
now. And that's the idea.
Exactly. Come on, kids. You know what to do. So, yeah, you did write a great piece for yesterday regarding the SCOTUS decision on trans kids. Go.
Well, I mean, it's just so mean, right?
Yeah.
It's very predictable, but it was so cruel. It was just these six Supremes, the Federalist Society's Handmaid's Tale cover band. They more or less did this for Pride Month. They've waited for so many years to finally have their chance to beat up on trans kids. And my whole thing is, like, every generation of America has to have a marginalized minority that we feel righteous about persecuting. African Americans know what I'm talking about. Indigenous people know what I'm talking about. We did it to Chinese immigrants. We did it to Italian immigrants. There were a generation that hated Irish immigrants, turning away Jewish refugees. When I was a kid, it was okay to hate feminists, okay to hate gay people. This decade, what have we seen? Three groups. It's been righteously, morally okay to despise Muslims, undocumented migrants, and transgender children. Like every generation needs this to hate. And in this case, trans kids, they're not even subtle about it. I mean, you'll learn a lot about how seriously people take freedom and liberty by how they think transgender people should be allowed to live. Transgender care, gender-affirming care, is not the same as gender surgery.
Right.
Like that's illegal for most people under the age of 18.
Right.
But the right can't come out and say that, so they want you to believe they're just castrating kids down there all over Tennessee. You know, if you really have a problem with genital mutilation, gentlemen, let's talk about circumcision. I'm here for that dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
But these people, they say they really oppose big government unless it's getting between a woman and her doctor or a family with a trans child and their doctor. So the states can still prescribe puberty blockers and hormones as long as it's to force the kid to stay the gender they were assigned at birth. So you can still, under the Supreme Court, right, you can still medically manipulate a kid's hormones, just not in a way that affirms their identity, just one that conforms their identity.
Right.
It's like saying we didn't ban food, we just banned eating if you're hungry. So that's where they're at right now. They're beating up on kids. There are people who will die because of this, and they want to pretend it's moral. There is nothing in the Bible that lets you off the hook for being mean to transgender adults or children. Nothing. Jesus commands these fake Christians to treat trans kids exactly the way they treat him. And even St. Paul, the biggest sexist in the Bible, comes out and says there's neither male nor female in Christ. So, and if you fake Christians really believe in the Trinity, then God identifies as they.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing that Donald is doing in the next 30 days is cutting its contract with the Trevor Project for LGBTQ people that are suicidal. And that's, and they're pro-life. I mean,
yeah, exactly. I mean, again, this stuff backfires. All of these racist movements through history have backfired. We know this, right? Like, I think I've always believed that the Westboro Baptist Church, who protested and were the most vicious Christian homophobes in our country, they picketed me once in Kansas City, those guys. I've always thought they helped in the fight for marriage equality so much, because even conservative brothers and sisters on the fence who were uneasy about marriage equality, they took a look at Westboro Church and they were like, oh, I don't want to be on the same side as those creeps.
Right.
So I actually think these little bits of evil backfire in big, healthy ways.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were talking with Glenn Kirshner earlier about these ICE raids with people that are not.
You made me follow Glenn Kirshner
again.
Jody. This just happened on your show.
I know.
Did he talk about anything beyond Terminator fan fiction? Because that's all Glenn talks about. You guys know when he's off camera. Oh, all he talks about is that and Mission Impossible movies. He can't get off it. What did he say on your show?
Well, we were talking about if you see somebody or somebody is you, people getting out of an unmarked vehicle and they don't have any ICE or any
identification.
Insignia or identification saying that they are federal officers of the law, and they grab somebody. I call that kidnapping, and he's like, well, that's the point. The point is they want the chaos. And with the new ruling with the Ninth Circuit, the three people on the Ninth Circuit saying that, yeah, Donald can control your National Guard, Gavin Newsom, too bad.
Yeah.
That just makes things worse, having watched it happen here, you know?
Yes, and it will backfire. It will backfire terribly. I mean, look, here's an example. We just saw ICE do this. If they don't want to be called Gestapo cowards, then show your damn faces and stop acting like Nazis.
Yeah.
But what they did to Brad Lander, Brad Lander, our comptroller here in New York City, this genial sweater vest of a man who was just escorting this fellow court whose case had been dismissed, and they still wrestled him to the ground and put cuffs on him, just like Senator Padilla. And did you see the tape? Brad Lander was like a Zen master at a soccer riot. He was so calm, just because he knew the cameras were on.
Right.
He knew how to play it right. And he just kept saying, show me your badge numbers, show me your badge numbers. Friends, it is legal to film law enforcement doing their jobs in all 50 states.
Yes.
And what he did was exactly what we have to do to shame these people. And by the way, Brad Lander, they were trying to make an example of him. Like, they were trying to make an example of Ross Baraka and Representative LaMonica Iver.
Right.
You know, they're going after Democrats who are actually putting their bodies in the way. And what they have done is not make Brad Lander an example. They may have just made Brad Lander mayor.
Yeah.
That's maybe the backlash they've already had. But you know, my friend Simon Moya Smith, who's an indigenous activist, he does my show every Thursday. He talks about the need for politicians to put your body in the movement. You know, don't just stand there and talk and tweet. Don't just have a committee to discuss issuing a letter.
Right.
Get out there, politicians. Let's see you get your hands dirty. Remember when Elon's incel clown posse was locking up the Treasury and all those Democrats were outside? There was like one rancid little skinny ginger security goo not letting them in. And I was like, push past him. Take a punch on camera, Democrats. Are you in this fight or not?
Yeah.
What we've seen with Senator Padilla, with Representative McIver, with Mayor Baraka, and now this weekend with the New York City Comptroller, these are Democrats who are willing to get punched by Nazis on camera.
Right.
Because A, they know what's at stake,
right,
and B, they understand the political landscape, which is the Democrats who do more than write letters, Democrats who are willing to take a punch for the Constitution, are the ones who are going to get the most votes and are going to get the most almighty donations.
And that is why I respect the Democrats like that rather than Democrats like Schumer, who just, you know, just...
Look, Schumer's great at fundraising. Schumer,
right.
I don't want to get on the hate Schumer train because the Democratic Civil War.
I just wish he'd do more.
I do too, and I'll criticize him for it. I just, you know, I got to be Jimmy Carter about this with you. I'm an independent. I'm rooting for you Democrats to like stop hating each other because you only agree on 85% of stuff. But you know, Schumer is not the leader the moment demands right now.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that everybody else, including all of us, can't get in there.
Right.
And again, as the great Rick Overton likes to say, we all now have video cameras in our pocket. Little brother is watching.
Yeah.
So I think this is what democracy is all about. I'm thrilled to see this. And you just watch and see. Democrats who are willing to get in there, they're going to be the leaders. That's what we need right now because the majority of the public is against this. Trump is underwater on immigration for the first time.
Yeah.
This is everything we predicted on this show. So, again, take a break if you need to, but get back in the game. It's going to be an interesting year and a half. And I think the Democrats who promise hearings and hands-on Bibles, and we're going to be the ones to bring back the rule of law in January of 2027, those are the Democrats that are going to do the best this year or next year.
I agree. Yep. I agree completely. Well, John, as always, it's lovely to see you and quite blinding your beauty.
Oh, yes. I'm very pale. Yes, I know. I'm deeply pale.
Who's on your show tonight? Do you know?
Yeah, who's on your show tonight?
Well, tonight is going to be a Juneteenth special. We have a whole bunch of guests. It's all going to revolve around Juneteenth. And just discussing it from so many different angles. I mean, last night we did it with a transgender black activist and with two Native American activists.
Nice.
And I kind of feel like keeping the Juneteenth thing going after what Donald Trump pulled yesterday.
Yeah.
So, And then my book comes out this summer. Please order it already before it's banned in Florida. And I have a Substack, as you kindly said. I hope people will check it out. I'm finally turning all of my big rants at the top of the show into very preachy, foul-mouthed essays.
I like them. They're fantastic.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You guys are the best.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks,
right,
guys.
Bye-bye.
It is 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave? You know, the struggle, flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. It happens to all of us. I think you guys should go and get some Cozy Earth sheets. What do you think?
I think so.
These aren't your average sheets. They're made from viscose from bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating and moisture wicking, and it's designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since making the switch, people have been sleeping several degrees cooler, waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pant collection, which is stunningly pretty too, is ridiculously soft, breathable, and perfect for lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you'll want to wear it everywhere. And here's the best part. There's no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year, and if you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off the best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust us, you'll feel a difference the very first night. That's CozyEarth.com's code Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
It's Friday night. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get late. I'm gonna be late on Monday.
Well, this year we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down that Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Our members vote who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go now to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Once again, that is CredoMobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. CredoMobile.com, CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in STEPH25. Well, it's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't just about personal beliefs, it's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, ffrf.us/freedom, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa Madison. Madison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It is 54 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Home Title Lock, and I have it.
Yeah.
And y'all should get it. It's amazing. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing your home titles, and your equity is the target. So here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened, not until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when was the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why we've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. So go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. It is 56 minutes after the hour. Hi, Kenzie in Texas.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I want to expand on Juneteenth. Like, I live in Texas. My mother, she was born in Lockhart, Texas. And that's about 30 miles south of Austin.
Okay.
Okay, back in the day when they were coming up Juneteenth, and they used to have a big celebration out in St. John College, she told me. She told me it was more white people at the Juneteenth celebration than blacks.
Really?
Go figure.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that's all I really wanted.
Okay.
Yeah, another thing, Trump, he complained about DEI. Well, he ought to be worried about the WIC employees he hired.
Right.
I call them white, incompetent conservatives.
Exactly. You are correct, Kenzie. You are correct. It was a little hard to hear you, sir. So sorry about that. I almost mentioned this to – I forgot to mention this to John, that Department of Homeland Security is now requiring 72 hours notice in order for people to show up that have the right to show up, like –
Members of Congress.
Members of Congress or the Senate or mayors or governors or anybody else that has the right to
because these people have oversight over what's going on.
And they should not have to call ahead.
No, they
should
not.
Be able to show up and get in. So that is just them to go, ooh, they're coming, so clean up. That's exactly what that's like if you have random drug testing, you're going to find out if somebody's doing drugs versus, hey, I'm going to make this appointment.
Right.
And we're going to do a drug test next week for that pilot over there that's going to fly the plane. Hi, puppies. So, yeah, I mean, it's the 72-hour notice is just for them to – hi, buddy. It's just for them to make things look better than obviously they are. Otherwise, they would be letting people in.
Right.
It's utter insanity that – they're getting away. They can't keep getting away with this. They just can't. It is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll continue to follow the happenings in the news, and our old friend Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL player, will be here to discuss NIL. Is it making people soft? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar.
Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump has a morning security briefing before leaving for his golf club in New Jersey to weigh next moves in the Iran-Israel war. ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv.
The civilian death toll rising on both sides, though most deaths reported in Iran. Israel and Iran both issuing evacuation orders to residents in each other's country, warning that operations may be taking place.
And they are. Israeli missiles hit a third Iranian hospital, even as Israeli Ambassador Daniel Maron rails about Iran's attack yesterday on one of its hospitals.
Soroka is a civilian target. It is a civilian hospital that has been targeted by the Iranians.
Israel reporting Iran fired a barrage of about 20 more missiles into Israel a short time ago. Iran is meeting now with European diplomats in Geneva. Summer arrives tonight with dangerous heat affecting 100 million Americans this weekend. This is ABC News.
You can always